Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Frien and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. There goes Fisk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Cooper scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Crawford now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn strikes out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 1 in the game. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 2 in the game. Oglavy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillard moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 2 in the game. Scribner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Grilli now pitching. Mickey Stanley now playing first base. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.